We definitely appreciate the interest on the part of potential share purchasers, but we need to be clear about the risk. I don't recommend that any person buy our shares or that of any young public company if safety is what they're looking for in the investment. The decline of Winning Brands' share price itself illustrates that risk. So, you know, a determined speculator might feel that our current market cap of approximately $1 million is undervalued. And to the extent that we have had a market cap maybe 30 times higher or more in the past, one could say that the inherent value of the firm, you know, may be even significantly underrated presently, particularly in light of operational progress over the past 6 months. But that is a decision that someone has to come to on the strength of sophisticated knowledge of the marketplace and their own risk tolerance. And there is skepticism amongst some people as to whether the company can even make it through this challenging stage of development. So, you know, that shouldn't be taken lightly. Now, you should assume that Winning Brands is being frank with you about this, not just as a legal nicety, but sincerely and respectfully, so that it's clear about the investment risk associated. It's interesting how sometimes people forget that these things, in our case, are not being shared just to cover ourselves. We really would like people to understand that. It's the riskiest thing on this side of gambling, and it's a pity, actually, that more people who waste their money on actual gambling, where the odds favor the house consistently, ensuring that they will lose if they gamble long enough, don't actually put their money to some good use, such as supporting and participating in the emerging economy through such young companies. So on the subject of the reverse split, my position on this has been consistent. I don't believe in this restructuring if it's only being done to increase the share price for further dilution. Consolidations, as reverse splits are also known as, are a normal feature of listing on a stock exchange or rising in the tiers, you know, such as to bulletin board in the OTC environment. The problem with a reverse split carried out merely to recycle fundraising is that the new higher share price that is inevitably achieved through the share consolidation will probably just start to decline again afterward if the company's circumstances haven't changed. I wish I had a dollar for every time prospective funders would say that they are willing to proceed, but only in connection with a reverse split. I mean, that happens as standard operating procedure. We've turned that down on many occasions. We are selective in who we deal with, and in particular, this new refinancing has to be very carefully thought out. So there just are no legitimate grounds at the moment, in my opinion, to carry out a reverse split that would be beneficial to the common shareholders at this point. On the subject of the DTC and the chill, some iHub posters have misrepresented what I've said on the subject. I have never trivialized the matter, you know, implying that it's just a minor thing. What I've said is that it's an administrative matter, not a legal one. And the reason that it's administrative is that the chill does not arise out of any accusation of wrongdoing. Chills like this are plentiful today because they are system-generated. They're triggered by trading patterns that alert the DTC to a substantial increase in the number of outstanding shares or certain other features of trading. And they want to ensure that the rising float consists of shares that are validly issued. So the challenge for the hundreds of affected companies, or more, is that there really has not been clarity as to the process by which to get this reversed at the DTC end. DTC has been claiming that they would be undoing the chills if they had a warranty from a member broker-dealer. But there's no incentive for the broker-dealer to provide such a warranty because it only represents a liability to them. Accordingly, it is a relatively simple technical fix, but no one has a willingness to make it because of the associated liabilities without any incentive. Now, subsequently to all of this recent surge in chills, the SEC has been helpful insofar that they have arrived at the decision that the DTC needs to put into place a hearings process by which the affected companies get to contest the chills. But it's not clear whether companies whose chills predated the most recent SEC findings, such as Winning Brands, will benefit from this new mechanism, but clearly we're looking into it eagerly. Now, on the subject of increasing the authorized share count, this is sometimes put into the same category as a reverse split, but is actually completely different. It's not even close to being as significant a development as a reverse split. And furthermore, the increase to the authorized shares does not have to be as high as some people are predicting. So it's not automatic that one would need to increase the authorized shares if such an increase is necessary, from 5 billion to 10 billion. It could increase and should, in my view, increase in smaller increments if necessary. So in summary, the shares are definitely a high-risk category. I sometimes sound like a broken record. I keep repeating this, but for some reason, people sometimes interpret this statement as being merely a legal precautionary statement. I mean it to be heartfelt. I have a respectful concern and interest in mutual prosperity with the shareholders, and we need to make sure that the shareholder team is consisting of a group of people who really understand what they're doing and can afford to ride out the risk. And in terms of the summary, as far as the reverse split is concerned, that as of the date of this reply, there's nothing in the works. I've never ruled it out as a matter of principle for obvious reasons. There are appropriate and positive circumstances where technically it's beneficial. It's just that those circumstances are not currently present at Winning Brands. The DTC chill situation is an administrative catch-22. The SEC findings are helpful, and so I've mentioned a moment ago that we're evaluating how that affects us. And the last point is that the increase in the authorized shares, if that happens, does not have to be as drastic as some people have assumed. So, you know, that should be remembered. So thanks very much for your question, and we'll stay in touch through this public mechanism of the CEO weblog. Cheers.